For your sister.
This firm is dealing with a case for myself.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if it's possible to speak to a case handler that can go through.
That's fine. What's
the
sister?
I believe it's Ronhad. Ronhad Ahmed.
Okay. Ronhad Ahmed.
And Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Your call has been placed on hold, and you will be attended to as soon as an operator becomes free.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Cordell.
How are you doing? Is this, I'm not too sure, Ronak?
Yeah, that's it.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm so well, okay, as best I can be, yeah, suspecting the circumstances. Obviously, I'm upset and concerned for my house and for my well-being and so forth from what's being done and pursued against me. So I was wondering, I've not been able to speak to you throughout it all, and I needed a lot of evidence that I have transcribed up. I've got lots of audio recordings that I would like to put forward as my evidence under the Evidence Act, 1941. I'd like to be able to see if your firm can help me achieve that.
Yeah, so obviously the person that has been in contact with us throughout has been your mother.
Yeah, that's correct.
And the situation is that you have a hearing in December, but that's not to hear any evidence.
I understand that, but what I'm concerned about is that this company obviously is supposed to have my best interest at heart, and it's a professional litigation company. You are yourselves, and I'm slight. My mum keeps me away because she knows I go straight down the line with everything. I'm quite honest with it, and I feel that if you were supposed to be having my best interest at heart, you would have already filed against them for malicious process or malicious prosecution, because these same claims have been reinstated. I won them in a criminal court. Yeah, I've never really had a chance to go through it with yourself, and I don't know if the phone is the correct place to go through it. Maybe a meeting at my house would be a lot better, if you could arrange a meeting just to go through this thing and my evidence. I've right now, where I stand with it all is, the accusations that are in the report that you've got were maliciously made. They were made under the Fraud Act 2006. All of them were, I wasn't in the house when, in my house, I was on bail conditions at my mother's house. And they didn't realise that I was on bail conditions in my mother's house, the council never. The council and the police basically made an ASBO against me in the beginning. This is their MO, why they've done this. They made an ASBO against me. The ASBO was accusing me of the organisation of illegal raves under the 1994 Act, which is a criminal offence. The police never arrested me for the criminal offence, and the maximum sentence is 6 months, do 3 months. They never arrested me. I went to trial. I proved that the trespass hadn't taken place on these buildings. The only way a rave can happen is outdoors, 20 people listening, not inside a building, unless trespass. I proved that there was the police had said in their own admissions that there were sections on all of the doors. So I said, well, trespass hasn't taken place, so the rave bill hasn't been fought. So
can I just say that the trial in your case is going to probably be over a year later.
No, I don't think if you sat down with me, your client, and you actually looked at my evidence that I have here now, I don't think it's even fair for you to let me go to a trial with the evidence that I will show you. I think that you should write a letter directly to, I've gone to Enfield Council and I've stripped them of their employers' liability public policies just recently. I've got two policies off them last week for 50 million each, 100 million in their policies. I stripped the NHS of their policies as well, which is unlimited, the NHS Trust, so that's all Scotland Yard and everything. I've built a complete diary and filed all of the reasons to why. I took every letter and every application everyone's gave me and made a complete diary of it. My evidence is so overwhelming, I've been recording all the conversations where they're at fault with negligence and gross misconduct. And it says under the constitution to which their companies are set out to achieve, that I will be treated with fairness, that no person will breach the equality rights to 2010, the right for me not to be. I wasn't in the house when they made all of this up. Yeah, they've gave me an 8-year curfew, held me in my house, forgot to arrest me for the ASBO, because I'm phoning them up about the ASBO and saying, well, you're missing all your signatures on the MG11 forms, their third aspect people. I request for the victims to come to court so that I can stand, I can question the integrity of this, of the statement makers or the accusers of me. No witnesses would attend court. I won the case hands down, never got arrested for it. It's not even a criminal offence, yeah? So what I noticed is the police officers have changed all of the names in the ASBO, the coppers' names, to Bran A, Bran B. I requested a copy of my criminal record out of the police computers, and I can prove that they changed all the names, forged all the MG11s, wrote for each police officer, wrote 4 statements each. None of them are signed by the victims. The victims don't work. All the timestamps to the call centres go backwards. Yeah, the cases are shambles, and I would like it brought back. They know that they're looking at custodial sentence for malfeasance of public office, targeted malice. Yeah, they know that the sentences that I would like to uphold against them, not perjury or nothing else. I would like to do them for the interference of the course of justice. Yeah, 1986. I'm not happy with what's being done to me. I wasn't in the house for the accusations. These accusations that you've got in that file, they were originally criminal cases. I went to court for the criminal cases, and I won the 3 criminal cases in the criminal court. I got NFA'd, and I was on bail conditions not to come back to my flat while I was on these cases. Lemmy and the council never realised that I wasn't in the flat. So what they done is they put the 3 cases that I won at criminal court. They called some person from upstairs while I weren't in my house on bail conditions to go down to the civic centre. They made up 6 more dates, backdating them 9 months, 8 months, so they were out of the time limitation act anyway. The rest of them that are back, I weren't even, it's not even possible for me to be in the house room. They started messaging my mum, trying to get away from the ASBO, bullying my mother, saying, we've got a complaint against Simon. If he don't come to the civic centre, we're going to take his flat off of him, yeah? And we're going to put a possession order if he don't. I phoned up the civic centre and said, that's entrapment what you're doing. You're not police officers. I've been arrested for these 3 cases at a criminal court, and I've won them all already. No further actions. The witness care team wrote back to the civic centre and gave them, I've got all the release notes, saying Mr. Caudill has won these cases, yeah, and he's allowed to go back to his home now. And then they realised, hang on, he's not been in his house. Because basically what's happening, they're saying 12 things and not giving no information to him, which is under the code of conduct. They should have basically identified who these people are that are portraying these stories about, and so forth and the rest of it. They called it all he, she. You need a hearsay application to put that application. You should have noticed that yourself as a legal solicitor, that it's all he, she. I can't call none of these people.
Mr. Caudill, I think the best thing to do, if you're going to be wanting to go down public law, it's probably better that you instruct the solicitors firm that deals with.
It's not public law. There is no such thing as public law. What there is civil litigation and criminal and civil.
Yeah, we don't deal with criminal litigation.
Yeah, and what this is civil. My case is a civil case at the present time now, what they're pursuing.
So it might be better if you found another firm.
Why are you scared to represent me? And you've took £7,000, you've put your legal fees in. I've got all the copies of your legal fees that you've took and everything. You've had this money, £7,000 you requested on your receipt. Yeah. You've asked it for that money. The case got dismissed and I won the case hands fair down.
We weren't representing you in that case. We only came on board a few months back.
I don't understand why you're scared to represent me.
I got a receipt
for £7,000 off Tyler. It's saying my legal aid fees being signed.
That's not correct, I can assure you.
So you never put a legal aid application in for my...
There is a legal application, but we haven't been paid a penny.
Yeah, I can understand that, but on the legal application, it says £7,000 is what this solicitor's firm's going to request once it's done the work for me. Yeah, the request...
No, that's not the case. Let me look at your file. Hold on.
I had to put the legal application in myself and get it granted, otherwise this firm wouldn't represent me without the forms.
No. I think you're getting confused with the criminal legal aid. The criminal legal aid is different. We don't deal with criminal law.
Civil law.
Back then, we were not representing
This is under the access to justice, is that not correct?
Access to justice is is about legal aid.
Yeah, legal aid, yeah.
Your certificate.
For civil litigation.
The value of your certificate. It's not £7,000, it's like £2,000.
Oh well, I don't mind either way. If you represent me fairly, you deserve what you qualified for your qualification. No one took you went to college,
no,
you studied hard.
You
don't deserve your money.
£7,000 from? You said you saw a bill for
£7,000. Yeah, basically I've got a bill. It might just be for the because basically what's happened in this case here is like I'm explaining. It initially started from the criminal cases where I got arrested for these criminal offences. But then what happened is Lemmy got messaged that I'd won them cases. So what Lemmy done? It's not criminal law. What Lemmy has done after that is Lemmy took the criminal cases that I had already won and put them in a possession order. Yeah, and he's saying to me now he's used the same cases that I've already won in a criminal court in a possession. Then he lost that possession order in court. Then he went for an injunction order, put the same claims into a next injunction order. I won that in court, the same claims. Then he put them into another injunction order straight afterwards. Which then he's filed them again in another possession order, which you lot are in control of now. This initially this is all civil right now, but the cases where I once was arrested for these cases and won them.
They're able to do that.
Well, that's called malicious prosecution. No, they can't file it. As far as I understand, if you went, the judge refused to open the case ever again. Lemmy was sitting in the court begging for 3 months with the case after
Why didn't the judge send him to prison?
What the judge done was use an scapegoat and tried to say, oh, well, you need to have an assessment, Simon Cordell. And the doctors
didn't the judge send him to prison?
I can't answer what the judge's decisions. I can't answer what the judge's decision was. I think he was wrong in that decision, the same as you do. Yeah, by the sounds of it, the judge should have sent Lemmy to prison, and he shouldn't allow this case to be refiled and refiled.
We are dealing with your possession claim. There is another hearing in December, and we'll take it from there. There's nothing really for us to do right now. They haven't written to us, or they haven't contacted us
because they know how much trouble they're in. Is there any time that I could have a meeting with yourselves and just go over what has actually happened and present a fair case to you? Even if it's an online meeting, on TeamViewer or something like
that. No.
I'll just
come into the office. We're open between 9 and 5. You can come into the office.
It's because a lot of my stuff that I hold is on a computer, and I can show you do you ever use TeamViewer? I can show you in my computer and what I've built and how I filed it.
Print it off and bring it into the office.
I can understand what you're saying, but it's just the magnitude of the file itself and the evidence that I have is quite large.
Yeah, just print some of it off and bring it to
us. So where do you think I stand with the application as it stands and it's what's on your desk here now? Forget that it was it started from criminal cases. I won, then he filed it again, then he filed it again, and he filed it again. Now that you've got that on your desk, for a possession order, it says he/she on every accuser. I would like to request these people to come to court, which is my right to request my accusers under the 1998 Crime and Disorder Act.
I
can't do that because the only two names in that whole folder are Lemmy and Lavinia, the two council officers. So they're the only two people that I can call. Every other person that's in that application.
The judge. You've got to let me talk.
Go on.
You sound very on edge and hyper.
No, I've just got a lot to say in a short term. I know your time's important to you, so I want.
This case isn't going to be over for a year and a half. We will tell the judge that we want these people produced. Give evidence.
How can you produce he or she? Everyone that lived in this block at that time has moved. I'm the only one that lives here. Stan's the only one that lives beside me now. Everyone.
Cordell, you have to bear in mind that I have dealt with antisocial behaviour cases like yours before.
Yeah. But it says
they do reuse evidence.
You can't reuse it. The case was dismissed, and it was said that I had won the case in criminal courts. The only way a council can.
Mr. Cordell, you are aware that the burden of proof is different in criminal cases.
It's different from civil. Yes, I'm aware of this. I'm fully aware of this, and I'm fully aware that any civil case, no claimant should follow pursuit on a case that they know that there's no likelihood at the end of it of a realistic prospect of conviction at the end of it. Yeah, they're holding me in a malicious process with the company credit card because they're an authority and they can do so.
Subject to a conviction at the end of it.
Yes, but I'm not subject to a conviction at the end of it, but what they are asking for me is to lose my home and belongings. I'm a man and I'm being told I can't even paint my walls in my house since 2015 because they've had the same possession order against me. I've won it over four times.
Bring the important documents into the office between Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And okay. We can have a chat about it.
I appreciate
Monday
that.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, enough. Okay. Client coming in now.
Okay, I accept that. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.